rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, hello. It's Monday and you are listening to an all-new episode of Center of the Sun. It's season two of your favorite culture, society, and science podcast. Thank you for listening. Let's get into it today. I'm Ariana Grande's oversized sweatshirt. How are you doing? I'm going to listen to my higher self today. I was meditating, and I asked my higher self, what do I do? How do I walk into the life that I see when I close my eyes in the middle of the night, pitch black, half naked in the bed? What do I do? My higher self said, boy, if you don't go create something and shut the hell up and stop asking me dumbass questions. I said, okay, so we're here.
Thank you.
So Hurricane Wilma remains a dangerous Category 4 hurricane. Oh, in Eastern Pacific, that is so scary. So the Weather Channel is like, it's serious when the Weather Channel is giving you a fucking alert and shit. It's also serious when I have to drink a beer in order to get through the damn article. But the Weather Channel says that Hurricane Wilma remains a Category 4 hurricane off the Pacific coast of Mexico. Wilma is forecasted to weaken slightly before making landfall in Mexico Tuesday. A hurricane warning has been issued for a part of Mexico's Pacific coast. Moisture from Wilma could eventually enhance rainfall in Texas and possibly along the Gulf Coast. Tropical storm Vicente is also forecasted to bring heavy rain to Mexico early this week. Damn. So, you know what? I do believe that the government can make weather. I'll drink to that. I do believe that the government can make weather. So I think that they're probably manipulating the election. I'm just going to leave it right there. But if you play God, God comes back to bite. So do what you want. Your feelings are going to get hurt. That's fine. Sorry, I'm just going to turn that down just slightly. This is live, bitches. Like, come on. Of course. Of course. So moving right along. Moving right along. Send me your feedback. You know, I would love to hear from you. Host at CenterSun21.com. Thank you for listening. Trump's making the migrant caravan issue political. CNN is reporting that President Donald Trump, in a series of tweets on Monday today, claimed he would declare a national emergency over the issue, and That idea has frequently piqued his attention. I'm like, what the fuck? What? Oh my God. Please don't. separate these people from their children. Oh my God, here we go. I could drink to that one. This is going to be a fucking international disaster. If somebody wants to invade us, I mean, at this point, Jesus. His tweets just come, you know, right ahead of the elections. CNN goes on to say, and he emphasizes that immigration is a key issue, and without evidence accusing Democrats of pushing for overrun borders in what appears to be a naked fear campaign, which is aimed at turning out his supporters. So, transgender things, immigration things, what's next? They're just throwing things out. That's his brand. His brand is throwing shit out there and seeing what sticks, and it's not fair. Like, how the fuck dare you? Yeah, anyway, moving on, because you can't use people's lives. You will pay a great price for that. Excuse me, a stupid high life has me like burping underneath my breath, but Trump is also, he's threatening other countries. Like, he's really, oh my God. Now, when we start talking about nuclear war, now I'm getting worried. I'm like, so CNN also reports 43 fucking minutes ago, it's 5:47 right now. President Trump told reporters Monday that the United States would increase its nuclear arsenal until other nations come to their senses. What the fuck? Stop it. Stop. Oh my God. Oh my God. Jesus. Okay. Everybody. Stop what you're doing. And just pray or do something that puts good energy in the world so we can counteract this bullshit. Don't start talking about nuclear bombs. What the fuck? Don't even mention it. Jesus. This is why I have to drink when I do this. God. I'm not even an alcoholic. God. I can't even fucking read headlines on Google. What the hell? Oh my God. And you know what? I don't search for anything. Like, why is it showing me this? Why is it making it seem like the world is about to end right now? Like, what the hell, Google? What is this algorithm doing? Oh, this was kind of weird. Judge. Yahoo News reports today that Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, who allegedly slept with the president for like however many thousands of dollars, like $100,000 or something. But they went on this whole campaign to like try to like tell people that the president paid for sex from a porn star. And porn star actress Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, must pay $4.85 million to an attorney who worked at his former law firm. A California judge ruled Monday. I guess their labor laws are different. Because I'm like, who the fuck? Like, what? Marking the first time the potential presidential candidate is being held personally liable in a lawsuit over back pay. So, I mean, what you do in the dark comes to the light. He should know out of all people. He, like, preaches that shit. But whatever. The stuff in Saudi Arabia, I can't with these people. Like, whatever. Transgender people, you know, my heart goes out to you. He, his, him. We're going to just normalize this shit. We're not even going to worry about it. The arc of justice bends towards, like, clarity and, like, precision of language. And, like, who wouldn't want a precise language? Why would we... Anyway, Elon says boring company test tunnel for high-speed flight. Wait, what? So the Washington Post reports reported on October 22nd, I believe that's today. Elon Musk says boring company test tunnel for high-speed travel to open in December. Elon Musk tweeted Sunday that his underground transportation project will open its first test tunnel in December in Hawthorne, California. The Washington Post goes on to, and I quote, if successful, the tunnel would demonstrate the viability of Musk's plan to build a new type of high-speed public transportation system whose station elevators would be built into the city's existing infrastructure. That's weird. But... excuse me, you know, everything in the world, I've been hearing a lot of conspiracy theories about the Earth, and one of them is that our reliance on petroleum is really dumb. So whatever we can do to launch ourselves into ascension, I believe in that shit. I don't think most humans have the capacity to understand. There are lots of things going on in terms of physics and math that we just, you know, some people choose not to believe, and that's fine. But when it's time to go to glory, I want a cool place to go. I don't want to go on a, you know, I don't know. I believe that the, you know, okay, God. Now I'm going to talk about the afterlife and spirituality. Welcome to the Center of the Sun. This is what I do. Anyway, let's continue on. Have you been watching the stuff regarding Facebook? So weird. Mark Zuckerberg is about to be removed as CEO. Poor thing. Well, also, what you do in the dark comes to the light. Like, bitch, like, you were doing so much dirty shit. Why is Silver... Oh, my God, I can't. Sarah Silverman says that Louis C.K. masturbated in front of her with her consent. Of course. Hopefully, he did. Jesus Christ. Why are all these basketball players fighting? That's weird. Also, ESPN reports that Dallas Cowboys trade first-round pick Oakland Raiders for Amari Cooper. What the fuck does that mean? I don't even know anything about sports. Let's switch over to science. NASA finds perfectly rectangular iceberg in Antarctica as if it was deliberate. Well, duh. Come on. Since we're here. I've been like obsessed with YouTube. Like I talked about yesterday on my show, Center of the Sun. I believe that there is reason to believe that the Earth might not be a globe. Now, I definitely don't believe it's flat, but there's evidence that that it's spinning. It spins. Yeah, everything spins. So yesterday we talked about string theory. Today, let's just focus on the nature of those strings and how they would spin and create a pattern. And that pattern creates the matter that then constitutes itself to create a planet. But is it ever a solid mass? I don't think the Earth is a solid mass. And I think that we have been misled to a degree about the nature of our planet. So I encourage you to fall into a YouTube hole of video binge watching or something, because it's actually very enlightening and it's very weird to see the different points of view. So what are the headlines? What headlines are you seeing? I would love to hear and read. And I would love for you to send me your headlines to host@centersun21.com. Or you can tweet me at @centersun21 on Twitter. And I'd be greatly appreciated. It would be greatly appreciated. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to talk to me anytime. Because I appreciate the way that you support the show. So that is it for today on Monday, Center of the Sun. Thank you for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.